From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. London's Muslim community reacts. London police carried out more raids today in connection with their investigation into Saturday's attack that killed 7 people and wounded more than 50 others. Sadiq Khan is the mayor of London and a member of the Islam faith.
The ideology they follow is perverse, it is poisonous, and it has no place in Islam. And I condemn this terrorist act, but also the poisonous ideology these men and others follow.
Mohammad Yazdani Ras is the chairman of the London Fatwa Council.
So the community is able to deal with and they are able to identify straight away that this has nothing to do with Islam. These are terrorists who use the scapegoat of Islam all the time because Islam at the moment is the best seller for them.
British Prime Minister Theresa May agrees.
We must do more, much more, to take on and defeat the evil ideology of Islamist extremism that preaches hatred, sows division, and promotes sectarianism. It is an ideology that promotes a false choice between our Western values of freedom, democracy, and human rights and the religion of Islam. It is a perversion of Islam and a perversion of the truth.
President Trump pledged U.S. support for Britain.
And we renew our resolve, stronger than ever before, to protect the United States and its allies from a vile enemy that has waged war on innocent life and it's gone on too long. This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end.
This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, and Egypt each denounced today the cutting of diplomatic ties with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism. Qatar's foreign affairs ministry called the measures unjustified and a violation of its sovereignty. The country has in the past denied supporting terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis were in Australia today, saying they do not expect today's actions to have an impact on the fight against terrorism as the countries involved have been very cooperative already. Secretary Mattis, however, points to the involvement of another country.
I believe Iran's actions speak louder than anyone's words, and they are going to incite the international community in that region to try to block them in the various destabilizing efforts they are undertaking right now.
Marisa Payne is Australia's defence chief.
Countering the threat of violent extremism is very much at the front of our minds. The attacks that have occurred in recent days and weeks around the world are further reminders, as if that were needed, of the new reality in which we live. And during today's AUSMIN meeting, we strengthened our resolve to defeat those who wish us harm.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin said he only had a brief encounter with former U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who's been accused of working with Russia and lying about it. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Putin told NBC's Megyn Kelly that Moscow never appeared in last year's U.S. election in favor of Mr. Trump.
They have been misled.
And
they aren't analyzing the information in its entirety. I haven't seen even once any direct proof of Russian interference in the presidential election in the United States.
In the meantime, the former director of the FBI, James Comey, is expected to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday about whether Mr. Trump tried to get him to back off an investigation into alleged ties between Mr. Trump's campaign and Russia. The Venezuelan government has announced the official date for President Nicolas Maduro's constituent assembly elections. National Electoral Council President Tibice Lucena said that she and her team had set July 30th as the official date for the special election. And Cambodia's main opposition party made significant gains in local elections on Sunday, which could threaten Prime Minister Hun Sen's grip on power. Announcing preliminary results, an opposition party spokesman said his party won about 46% of the communes. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.